You're listening to Oh Shit, What Now? The only podcast with two entrepreneurial mom friends with nine, yes, nine sons between them. We'll tackle topics from raising our little monsters, I mean darlings, to running our businesses. Your hosts are Shannon Fletcher, the mom of five, and Dorothy Kolb, the mom of four. Join us each episode as we dig in and open up some space to explore being a working parent, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. This is our first trailer. You'll get to know a little bit more about my co-host, Shannon Fletcher. So Shannon, welcome. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you got to where you are now?
Welcome to you, Dorothy, for getting this all set up for the intro. A little bit about me. Oh my goodness. So I'm going to just kind of start at the beginning with my dream job that I had at Starbucks as the regional product manager for the Mid-Atlantic, which truly was my dream job. And then I had Max. That was my first one. And I lasted until he was about 2 years old, and I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take the travel. I couldn't take being away from him. I quickly learned how hard it was to be a career mom. And I had no support at all, except for his daycare, Miss Ketta, who I still am in contact with. She saved my life. So I moved from there to I became an entrepreneur from there. I started selling modular homes and opened a company of my own.
With a toddler.
With two toddlers, because I had Jackson by then. So I had, you know, they kind of came close together. They were like 2.5 years apart. And I was always working, but I always had this amazing daycare provider. It didn't leave any time for a personal life, really. I was married until they were about 1 and 2. They were young when I got divorced the first time. So at this point, I was single and, you know, just trying to keep it together as a single mom. But, you know, I can't complain. It provided us with a very good life when I was selling modular homes. Unfortunately, during the market crash of like, I don't know, 2007, 2008, I had two clients lose their construction loans, leaving, like, it was bad. And so I just closed up shop. I got a real estate license. I sold two houses and then I got pregnant for Nolan. Story of my life, man. That was a surprise. So a little background, I have five sons now. And so my husband and I are ours situation. So my husband had two sons. I had two sons, which you just heard about. And then we had Nolan together. And when that happened, it was like, oh my God, I went from a single mom with two children to a den mother, like overnight. Right. And that dynamic rocked my world. I could handle being a single mom and working and being an entrepreneur because it was contained. But the den mother and the sports of it all took over my life for about 10 years. So, you know, I would love to tell you I didn't fall victim to a couple or one MLM in the meantime, because that's what they kind of prey on.
They do, indeed.
The business model just did not work for me. I can tell you that I still make residual money from what I did, but the money output or the money input that I get from what I put into it doesn't match. And I'm pretty sure they're all kind of in a free fall with the COVID of it all. So, you know, it was a great experience. It was a good experience. It wasn't a great experience. So now, with Maven Sales Group, which actually Maven Sales Group has been around since 13. I'm sorry. I didn't have that date pulled up, but we've been around a while. And that's a company that my husband and I have owned together. Basically, I pimp him out. So I'm like the social media director for our life. And then I also became a social media director for our client, who my husband now works for. And very interesting story. It's a Brazilian company that we kind of were bringing to the United States. And I haven't been okay to like talk about them on air or anything. So I don't want to do that. But
right.
We've been with them. My husband's probably been with them like 3 years. Myself, like 2.5, almost 3 years. Another great experience. But as an entrepreneur, as a contractor, it's, you know, these are like kind of scary times for all of us that are doing this entrepreneurial sort of thing. And so, you know, I'm kind of thinking about getting a real estate license again and what are the next steps. So that's kind of my background. It's a lot. I don't know if I went over my time, but it's hard to encapsulate all of that experience. And it doesn't even scratch the surface of life.
It doesn't. Well, we'll leave the scratching of the surface of life for the rest of our podcast.
Right, right.
How old are your kids now?
Okay, so Connor's 23. Max is 19. Jacob is 19. Nolan is 10. He'll be 11 next week. Oh, I skipped right over Jackson.
Jackson.
My poor baby. Who's just driving me crazy. He is 16. Going on 17 in November. So if you want, like, he missed the bus for the third time this morning. So he's like blipped out of my memory right now. Like, you're in school and don't talk to me right now. Don't send me any text messages, you little stinker. See? Then I just forget his birthday.
He needs to get a license. Now,
trust me. Oh, the Jackson of it all. But
oh, that's great. That's great.
And so that is, it's a lot with older kids too. I thought the young phase, the diaper phase, the toddler phase, the sports phase was the toughest. I'm starting to think that the older child, I really have no control whatsoever. And I just sit back and wait for it is worse.
I agree. And so I will just add that Shannon and I know each other because our sons went through school together, except for Connor. So the rest of them, and actually the middle ones, not Connor, not Nolan, but the middle ones. That's how, and I have a great story for the first time I met Shannon, which
I bet it's great.
Involves some cursing. So maybe I'll wait until it's not a trailer and we can mark it as explicit.
You know, I never realized what a pirate mouth I am until I get these stories, and everybody's got them. Like
everybody's got them.
No, we say fire truck here. Fire truck.
Well, cool. I am so glad to be hosting this podcast with you.
Yes,
and
I'm so excited.
This is going to be super exciting because we have all these freaking sons together and so many similar stories, but different journeys, which I think are really cool. And next episode, or next trailer, I should say, you all will meet me, Dorothy Cole.
With
and
a great
so be sure
story.
To check that one out too. And then each episode going forward in our season, we're going to interview amazing working moms and dads and attempt to learn some of the lessons from our individual and collective journeys and hopefully be able to pass on some of that information to all of the listeners so they can maybe sidetrack some of the detours that we've had to take along the way.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Any help we can give, but also create, you know, a bit of a space for people to just breathe that are also in this entrepreneurial space that we find ourselves in, which is always a pressure cooker. It's always, you know, yes, you can be riding high at one moment, but it doesn't last all the time. Or you could be struggling, it could get better. But if you're in it for the long haul, you need other professionals to sort of get through the muck with. So I think this kind of helps with the muck. And
100%.
Also the fun. I mean, we've had fun along the way, also in our life. At least what I remember of our past.
Indeed.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you won't miss an episode of Oh Shit, What Now? And don't forget to connect with us on socials and rate our podcast.